Bulls manager, senior C manager, Dougie McDade, you have just halted the Naomh Connell juggernaut there. Senior C champions, you must be delighted.
Yeah, of course. Any silverware into your club is a big boost. And championships at any grade or any level are not easy won. I think you talk about three there, and I suppose from our own point of view, we felt that we left two finals behind us in 19 and last year.
Yeah.
So it was nice to finally get over the line, maybe third time lucky of the day. So not happy days, happy days.
I think there was a stage there approaching the 40th minute. You were 6-3 down, and it kind of seemed like we were just chatting there that maybe the curtains were almost coming down on you, but just battle back, you know, 4 points there in a row to finally edge at 6-7. A wee bit of experience in around the edges there, the likes of Joe Dunyan, obviously Darren O'Leary, and big Adrian Gillespie around the middle. Just a nice mixture there, and when you can put the tin hat in it at the end of a season like that there with a bit of silverware, probably a really enjoyable campaign.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, and it's been a good year for the club. You know, our hurlers won the intermediate championship, our seniors promoted, reserve team won the Division 2 Reserve League, and now this kind of is the icing on the top. Now, you know, you chat about experience there, like, there's plenty of lads played. Seamus McGinty, he's 52 years of age, I can't credit him enough, he sets a standard in our club still. Joe Dunyan,
and he was laying a few markers there near the end as well. It was great to see, wasn't it?
Of course he has. He's still as fit as a fiddle, and he's still game. But said we were 6-3 down, maybe about 40 minutes to go, or 40 minutes into the game, and I suppose you thought maybe if Glenty's got another score, it was a bit of cuteness. I thought our full back line, our half back line did well, and then, you know, Darren kicked a couple of scores for us well, and our lads, credit to them, they showed great character, and in fairness to them, like, there's lads there that have been pushing on reserve teams all year, maybe not getting into them, more lads to push on possibly next year, but it showed their fitness levels, I thought, showed towards the end of the game, and even the lock of subs they put on made a difference, you know.
Yeah, and listen, in those last 3 minutes there of injury time, I mean, they pushed hard for an equaliser, but you just kind of had to keep your discipline. I know they won a couple of frees, but they were kind of on the periphery of that so-called scoring zone, so you know, credit to the boys as well, because the easiest thing might have been to have to fold it there, maybe, and Glenty's grabbed that equaliser, maybe forced the game to extra time.
Without a shadow of a doubt, 3 minutes, it felt like 10 minutes. But no, certainly, and I suppose we considered a couple of frees and maybe had one or two taken in, and we thought discipline might let us down.
Yeah.
And Owen Legend Boyle's deadly at them frees, Noel Gavigan too, so you're thinking, God, here we go again. So, but no, lucky, just the luck was on our side today, and them couple of drifted wide of the post, and the lads dug in deep, and what more can you ask for?
Yeah, listen, congratulations again, Senior C champions, McCools. I'm sure that'll be well celebrated in the Twin Towns tonight.
I'm sure it will. It's a boost for the club. Don't want a championship in any grade, it's a boost, and hopefully some of these lads, as I said, can push on next year. It's all about developing players for our club. So, no, happy days.